We do follow with the school a diocesan calendar, at least as best as possible. And so it's usually around mid-August is when we begin. Kind of gives you a little bit of an idea here. I would just ask for you to take a look. A couple things for faith formation for adults. There's always things going on year-round. Youth ministry things going on. We do this living rosary a couple times a year, and I think it's something you'll enjoy. It's very prayerful and something very, very beautiful. So I encourage you to come to one of the living rosaries. It's like less than 45 minutes. So the rosary doesn't become a lost devotion. We do some food drives. Reconciliation, we do have Wednesday evening confessions, and they take place right back here in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. So if you haven't been in a confessional in a while, you know, it's a good chance to go, kind of reacquaint yourself with the Sacrament of Reconciliation, and then obviously on Saturday as well, or always by appointment with one of the priests. And in the Chapel of the Angels, we have Eucharistic Adoration, and that's over on this side of the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. We have registration for faith formation in September, and then we always do a blessing of pets. If you were here last weekend, you saw we have a large festival that goes on. All of the proceeds, the net proceeds, go to charities. We have First Reconciliation in November, and then finally, our liturgical year ends with Christ the King. So it kind of gives you a bit of an overview. A couple of main parish events that we do during the year would be Starry Night, the Marriage Renewal, Parish Picnic, also the Fall Festival. Those are some big community-type events that we do. So we hope that you'll kind of look for them in the bulletin and also on the website.